Recognize me? I know your husband. You know my wife. We've had coffee together. I've given your child a ride home from the game. Hey, I'm someone he trusts. And more importantly, that you trust. It's me, Coach Sanders. And what you don't see are the really fun games I make your kid play after practice.
90% of all sexually abused children are abused by someone they know. Make it disappear. Go to darknesstolight.org. Get the tools you need to protect our children.
We're in a second mile, and we love the Lion 90.7 FM.
The Lion.
These are not underprivileged kids from broken homes.
The Lion 90.7.
We want information.
Who are you?
I'm Graham Spanier.
The new number two.
Who is number one?
Radio Free Penn State.
You are number six.
You are a lying ignoramus.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're making this stuff up.
Now, live from the Lion, 90.7 FM, Radio Free Penn State.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Radio Free Penn State here on the Lion, 90.7 FM. I'm Andy, your friendly neighborhood annihilator. Joining me today, back from yesterday, my two trusty partners in crime, we have Mr. Frank Canella, Frank the Tank, senior in broadcast journalism. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, as always.
And last but not least, we have Joe Paul, the Hebrew Hammer, senior in political science. Welcome back to the program.
Doing real good. Fired up today. Excited. Ready to get ready to continue the scandal and all such things thereof. And maybe get a little bit of election coverage in there, considering it is actually election day today. A lot of people don't. I bet you, how many people think I have no clue today, especially at Penn
State?
How
many people totally forgot it was election day?
Yeah, because of all the drama.
I did.
Yeah. I bet you a bunch of people did.
Anyway, 865-957-7865 WKPS, if anybody wants to give us a call. Radio Free Penn State is the Facebook page. At Radio Free PSU is the Twitter handle. At the Lion 907 FM is the station's Twitter handle. Give us a call if you have any comments about this going on. But first, before we roll into the thicket of it, I want to introduce on the phone line right now, long-lost Radio Free Penn State panelist from a few years ago. He hasn't been on in a while. The one, the only, Mr. Chris Miller, Genuine Draft. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Andy. Just unfortunately couldn't stay away this week.
I know, buddy. It's great to talk to you again. It's great to have you back on the show. I wish it was under better circumstances. Calling in from the Philly area, right?
Yep.
At least you don't have to worry about hunting for jobs as a Penn State grad, given the circumstances.
That's true.
Wow. So, Miller, I don't know if you heard it, man, but yesterday on Radio Free Penn State, we just laid it out. We had four panelists here, and we just kind of we just broke it down, man, and we just basically said, look, it's you know, Graham Spanier, man. I don't understand how anyone could say the buck doesn't stop with him.
Absolutely. As much as people don't like to admit, he is in fact the head of the university, not Joe Paterno, and it's got to go all the way up to the top, and he's the one that needs to be out taking the lead on this for sure. You know, not an 84-year-old hard of hearing football coach at a press conference. You know, it's Spanier that needs to be out front here.
Yeah, unfortunately, Chris, this is Frank. Unfortunately, that seems to be the case here, that all the light's been now shined on Joe Pa and not much so Graham Spanier, especially after Spanier came out and said he was, willing with helping hands unconditionally, helping, you know, those accused. It's sad to see that no one's questioned that yet, and the spotlight hasn't turned over to him.
Yeah, I've seen some inklings of that, and I think there's pretty much universal acknowledgement that statement was a little bit rushed and premature. You know, it's fine to say, you stand behind the accused pending, you know, the legal system to, work its way through and
right,
pending the outcome. But, you know, unconditional means whether they're guilty or not, I support them.
Okay.
Yeah, and ironically, T.J. Bard actually came out with a much better statement today, more or less along the same line. The T.J. Bard, being the president of the undergraduate University Park Undergraduate Association, came out with the neutral, let's let the legal system work its way out statement, whereas Spanier came out and said unconditional support, which is just was bizarre.
Look, the tune changes from day to day. You know, we lick our fingers and stick them into the wind, and we see which way the wind's blowing, and right now we're in a wind tunnel. I got other callers I want to get to here, but before I do, I just quickly want to set the context here for our discussion in the way we're going to open this up here today. You guys, I mean, look, if anybody that's been watching ESPN all day long or any of the other news networks that have featured segments on this topic, you know what's going on. And here's an interesting thing that happened, interesting development. So we have all these media camera crews here on campus around the stadium because in anticipation of the Joe Paterno's weekly press conference, right, for this upcoming weekend's game. The university canceled the press conference. Jeff Nelson, one of the media directors there at in the athletic department, came out, read a brief statement saying that the in light of events, the conference was canceled. People asking, well, who made that call? He just turned around, walked off. So everyone's sitting there with their cameras and microphones going like, what did he come all the way here for? You know? Anyway, but the bigger news today is that in the New York Times, Peter Thamel, if I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, had a article in it. And in the article, he was basically setting the tone, saying that the university is considering removing Joe Paterno. The exact line out of the New York Times piece read as follows. It says, Joe Paterno's tenure as coach of the Penn State football team will soon be over, perhaps within days or weeks, in the wake of a sex abuse scandal that has implicated university officials, according to two people briefed on conversations among the university's top officials. Okay? Two people. But he doesn't name the two people. Later in the column, he says, discussions about how to manage his departure, meaning Paterno's departure, have begun, according to the two people. But Mr. Thamel from the New York Times, unless I missed it, nowhere in the article mentions who these two people are. Okay? Now, subsequent to that, literally less than 2 hours ago, a story broke in, or I should say appeared in the Center Daily Times online edition, saying that the trustees haven't made any formal decisions regarding this, almost as if to respond to this New York Times piece. And in the Center Daily Times article, it says, Trustee Keith W. Eckel of Clark Summit said the board had not made any formal decision despite a report by the New York Times that Penn State trustees are planning Paterno's exit. Quote, I am unaware of any action referring to anyone at the university at this point in time involving the board, said Eckel. Eckel refused to answer questions but added, quote, I can assure you that the trustees will absolutely do everything to restore confidence in the university. So apparently no formal decisions. We knew that. But it's so incredibly peculiar and strange that a New York Times reporter would say that according to two people who were in conversations with university officials, things are starting to shape up as if to dismiss Joe Pa. So that looks very, very, very suspicious, very strange, and it just leaves all of these questions. And so when is any official word from Old Main going to come out? When is there going to be any official word by the trustees? Supposedly they're going to reconvene and have another meeting this coming Friday. And maybe hopefully as of Friday or maybe Saturday we're going to know something official. That's just all number one. Number two, wait a minute, why Joe Paterno? If Joe Paterno did everything that was legally at least required of him, how come nobody's asking about Dr. Spanier? What's up with that? Wasn't he also notified by Tim Curley?
Well,
right?
Well, and not just that. In statements from the Pennsylvania Attorney General, she was willing to flat out say Joe Paterno is not a subject of this investigation.
Right.
When asked about Spanier, she wouldn't say Spanier is not a subject of the investigation.
Well, he hasn't been named as a subject. She said that Paterno wasn't as in response to a question.
Right, but she was asked the same about Spanier though, and did not rule it out.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, anyway,
she said no, Paterno is not a subject. She didn't say, no, Spanier is not a subject. I can't comment
so,
on that.
So coming back to what you guys said a moment ago, mm-hmm. He pledged his unconditional support behind Curley and Schultz the other day, right? And today we're hearing crickets from Spanier and Old Main. We're hearing nothing. Are they in? What are they in? Or are they ducking and hiding? Or are they in damage control mode? What are they doing? So not only are we hearing nothing with respect to Paterno, but we're hearing rumors by way of the New York Times that Paterno is possibly facing a dismissal of some kind. And I'm sitting here going, wait a second. How can you throw unconditional support against people who have been named or who have been charged with perjury, and then at the same time say nothing when the New York Times essentially names your head football coach as possibly being dismissed when essentially he was never named or charged with anything by the Attorney General's office? So this is just utterly inconsistent on the part of Old Main. It would stand to reason to me that anybody that hasn't been charged or that is clearly, you know, has done everything within their legal obligation, you would first and foremost pledge your unconditional support behind them, and then only after you make a consideration about the other guys who are being charged would you wait and hold your tongue about whether or not you would throw your unconditional support behind them. So it's all bass-ackwards.
Well, and a curious thing, too, is Paterno had a scheduled press conference at 12:30 today, and all reports are Paterno wanted to hold this press conference and was willing to probably not to go into detail or answer a lot of questions about it, but he was willing to answer questions about the scandal.
Right.
And Spanier pulled the plug on this press conference.
Right, he did. That's another thing. You know, was that the best move to do? Was that not the best move to do? Who knows? Listen, Miller, hold on. I got another caller I want to bring into this conversation. Patiently waiting on the other line. We have also Radio Free Penn State alumnus, graduated last year, Mr. Andrew Karasik, calling back on the line. Andrew, can you hear us?
I can. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing swell, man. I'm glad to talk to you again. Likewise, I wish it was under better circumstances.
Always wish it was under better circumstances. I actually didn't graduate. Transferred to World Campus, taking online classes from Philadelphia. So I'll say this is not my campus. This is all happening at University Park now. But
wow. Did you hear everything we've been saying thus far?
I'm a few minutes behind, I'll chime in as best I can. The bottom line is this, and this is how I feel. While we're all shocked about Sandusky and about that these horrible, deplorable actions could be happening at Penn State, and perhaps that the football program would cover it up, I am not shocked that Penn State is doing things to cover up, that it's finally come out that Penn State is doing things to cover up in order to save their face and to save their name.
Now, Andrew, let me stop you there. I want you to take a minute to please tell us why. Are you not shocked, given whatever context, background, personal experience, whatever you happen to know, mm-hmm. having been a student here, involved in student leadership, you were up here at this campus for, what, 4 or 5 years? I want you to please tell us, why are you not shocked?
The goal of Penn State has always been, it has not been, since I've been there, and so this is beginning in 2007 when I first got involved and first figured things out. The goal of the Penn State administration, of many, or at least of those who I came into contact with, and the goal of that administration has been to save face, has been to promote the general welfare of the university name, not to promote the welfare of the students, not to do what's best for the students, not to do what's best for the football program, not to do what's best for the alumni, but to do what's best for the Penn State name. Because the most valuable thing in the state, in this state, in this city, in Happy Valley, is the Penn State name and the Penn State brand. So no matter what, Penn State was going to do whatever they could to hold on to that and to keep it clean. Now, I'm not alleging anything by anyone. I have no proof, and I'm not going to say it here and say that anyone has done anything. All I'm saying is that there are accusations on the table, and I'm just not surprised. To me, it's as if Toto came along and pulled the curtain back, and now we see the old man pulling the strings. Because the bottom line is, that Paterno and Spanier hate each other. They truly hate each other. This has been known by many on the inside for a long time. So what it looks like to me that's happened is this. It's a powder keg waiting to explode, Spanier and Paterno hating each other. There were a couple options for it ending. Paterno leaves, Spanier leaves on good notes, or something terrible like this comes to light. This terrible action happens. And now, we realize that the dirtiness that Radio Free Penn State has reported on for 4 years, as long as I've been around, the
longer
dirtiness
that
happens in Old Main stretches all the way over to Beaver Stadium and over to the Lash Football Building and stretches all around Happy Valley.
Yeah.
This is a town that will do anything to protect its brand.
Yep.
And that's what you're experiencing now. So I'm shocked that these types of things
the
have happened, I'm shocked that a former coach could commit these type of these could be accused of committing these horrible actions.
Right.
Am I surprised that Penn State now is coming out as this not so grand Camelot on the hill? Absolutely not.
Let me I don't know if you can hear him, Andrew, but I want to go back to Miller on the other line. You guys are both conferenced together here.
Yeah, and an interesting thing with this, and that right now the only talk you've heard of somebody actually officially being forced out as a Paterno is that image you spoke of that Penn State tries to protect. I think, and I think we'd all say was legitimately built by Paterno.
Yeah.
Certainly.
You know, Spanier's only been here since, what, 94, 95?
95.
You know, 95,
96. Spanier didn't build that Penn State image. The administrator, you know, the other administration involved didn't build it. Paterno legitimately built it. You know, everything, all this whole scandal aside, you know, there were 40-plus years that he was here building that image for them to
right.
protect and for them to, you know, ride while they've been here.
Yeah.
And at any other university,
it's interesting that the only person you hear talk of being forced out is the one who can actually claim credit for building that.
Sure. Andrew.
Yeah, at any other university of this size, with this amount of reach, with this amount of land that it owns, with its own private police force or anything, the president of the university is going to be the most powerful person pulling the strings. When Spanier came here in 95-96, imagine the shock that he experienced when he realized that there was one person more powerful than he was, one person who truly pulled the strings at Penn State, who everyone rallied around. By then, Paterno had been here for virtually, what, 30 years by then?
Oh, more than that.
So you're looking at a man that was so ingrained, and Spanier didn't like that. And that's what you're experiencing. So what do I think is happening? It's back to something you were talking about just a minute before, if I may.
Yeah.
What do I think is actually happening with this silence is that the media is currently trying. They're currently putting Paterno up on trial. They want a reaction from him. They want something to say. Spanier cancels the press conference. It's now known that it came out of his office.
Yeah.
Spanier cancels the press conference. Paterno now is forced to, now it looks bad that he doesn't want to speak, has to go on the defensive, and then mums the word from Old Main, because the first and foremost face on this is Joe Paterno. So let him crash and burn while Spanier tries to save whatever face he can.
But why? But if you're Old Main, then why not let him do that? If you think that's what he's going to do, then why not let him do that?
Meaning what? What do you mean?
I mean, if you're Old Main, then why cancel the press conference? If you think that Joe Pa's going to put his foot in his mouth.
I don't think Joe Pa's going to put his foot in his mouth.
Oh,
I think
okay.
Joe Pa's going to put Penn State's foot in its mouth.
Oh, okay. So hence they put him on gag order.
Well, to an extent, yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
by pulling the platform out from underneath of him.
I mean, Joe is 84, if I'm not mistaken, 82,
yeah.
somewhere
yeah.
in 84. There. 84, thank you. He's 84.
Well, consequently, yeah, but the other people have argued, look, you know, he could say something that could end up incriminating himself or
well,
this and that.
I don't think that's what he's going to do, but I think he is going to say things that are not going to be approved by
sure.
Bill Mahone and everybody over in Old Main.
Right, right.
Okay?
He's going to speak his mind like he always did. Right. He's going to speak his mind.
He's going to say the things that we suspect. This is a man who's been here longer than virtually any other person attached to this university.
And if anyone has the authority and the clout with which to be able to speak his mind and you know, not care what Old Main says, it's Joe Paterno, right?
Exactly.
So Old Main doesn't want that to happen. They want to sterilize it and they want to control and filter what messages go out. And that just it's obvious to anybody following the story. You don't even have to be familiar with Penn State to figure this out. Right? I mean, duh. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And everybody can just call it. They can just see right through, and they can see it for what it is.
Well, I was watching the national news media today. I watched ESPN all day. It was fascinating. I mean, they pretty much have round-the-clock coverage on this. This is like the Anthony Weiner scandal or the Herman Cain scandal for Politico's. It's the same thing for the sports world.
And Cain, it's taken back seat. The Cain scandal is taken back seat to this.
Yeah, and this is massive news. And what I saw from the national news media, whenever Spanier pulled the rug on this, I was watching the Scott Van Pelt show at the time, and he called out Graham Spanier on the air. By name.
Yeah.
I mean, these are big name, you know, national radio hosts calling them out. And they're right.
Bottom line is there is a not to say that this is right or wrong or one way or another, but let's face it. There is a Facebook group now in support of Joe Pa. However, there's no Facebook group that I know of in support of Spanier. However, there is a petition to have him ousted. Yeah. I don't know of any petition to oust Joe Pa.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, I mean, I personally would like to see Joe Pa resign from this, but the last thing in the world I want to see is for Joe Pa to take all the heat and for Spanier to get off out of this scot-free.
Yeah, how would that work? The Joe Pa would be removed, but the president somehow is not culpable for any of this?
If Paterno goes down...
Go ahead, Andrew.
Not just Joe Pa, the one guy who the attorney general was willing to say was not the subject of the investigation.
Well, exactly. Go ahead, Andrew. You were going to say
if Joe Pa falls, if he takes the heat for this, I cannot imagine him not pulling the rest of the curtain back and the entire system going down. I said this earlier to someone today. It's a logic problem. If Paterno goes, Spanier goes. If Spanier goes, Paterno doesn't necessarily go. But if Paterno goes, Spanier goes, because there is no way that I just cannot foresee that happening. I don't see the Board of Trustees standing behind Spanier like that.
So what is this?
Every show I've been a part of, we've said something about Graham Spanier, and we're not very big fans of him. We don't know if he covered anything up. We don't know exactly what he did.
Right.
We simply know that when you have something like this, and you have a case like this, everything trickles to the top.
Okay.
And there are two people at the top here.
All right.
One is Joe Paterno, who has shown through years of his legacy that this is the type that he will protect the Penn State brand, but at the same time that he has and wants to teach integrity. And the other one is Graham Spanier, who has shown that no matter what, he will do whatever he can to help himself and to help his own power and to help to keep the university name bringing money in.
Miller, do you have anything else you want to add to this? Because I do want to open up the phone lines for other callers, guys.
Certainly.
Yeah, exactly. I think what needs to happen here is there's a lot of, I think, very well-placed outrage, anger on the part of everyone in the Penn State community. And I understand people want immediate resignations, immediate action, everything. But what I think we need some cool, rational heads to prevail, and we need to step back and realize that the only thing that's out there right now is a 23-page grand jury report that tells one side, the attorney general's side of the story,
mm-hmm.
and is meant to support charges against people.
Yes.
People that have been named. And, you know, if you're calling for resignations based on indictments, not criminal convictions, not anything like that, and based on one side of the story.
So, again,
if you followed Joe Paterno for his entire Penn State career, and it's not the first time he's been faced with, somebody associated with Penn State football being charged with a criminal act.
Yep.
What his consistent position has been, we need to let the legal system work and let all the facts come out before we make a decision.
Well, that's right.
And I think it's time, you know, in this case, I think we need to let all the facts come out. I think the information that's come out is just scratching the surface and just the tip of the iceberg here. I think
everyone
knows there's a lot more to come out.
And I got a very sneaky suspicion that any more information that's coming out is only going to get uglier.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of information is going to get uglier.
Yeah, and that's going to make it worse. You know, why did McQuarrie, not run to the police? and only run to Joe Paterno. And then not too long after he did that, suddenly he got hired as assistant coach.
Exactly.
What's up with that? Interesting. Yeah. Nothing against the guy. I'm sure he's more than capable and qualified. But again, the question is valid, is it not? And then that brings other questions. Who knew what?
Exactly.
It stinks to high heaven.
There's a lot of questions that are unanswered right now, and we don't know what the answers are.
All right. Guys, and, I want to thank you.
I mean, I'll just say this, if I may, very, very quickly. I agree that we're with the very tip of the iceberg, and I don't think there should be any resignations or anything like that necessarily. And if it sounded like I was calling for that, then I apologize and I misspoke.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you were.
Right. But what I think we're looking at is that on a national scale, Penn State has now has had this curtain pulled back. And ESPN said this earlier today. I, too, was watching ESPN for most of the day. What ESPN said was, how do you fix this, was the question they were tackling. The way to fix this right now, the way to fix Penn State, the way after any kind of something like this happens is someone that is a leadership figure that is respected, that has some kind of authority, needs to step up and explain that what has occurred is a travesty and is not tolerated, and that it needs to come to the bottom of this.
That's right.
And perhaps President Spanier is not the person to be doing that, but all that I hear is he's sitting in silence. I've heard nothing. So with each day, with each moment that we go further and further into this, the Penn State name that they've been so trying to protect loses at least some value. Not
right.
That it's not going to gain this value back down the road.
Listen,
it is.
They're all in a huddle. Pardon the football pun. They're all in a huddle, and the PR people, the lawyers, and the trustees, they're all in a huddle, and they're all figuring out what they're going to do. And
they have a playbook.
Well, they haven't.
Along with that,
I don't think
they. The playbook doesn't call for this.
Yeah, they don't have a plan in the playbook right now for this particular scenario. This crisis is bigger than anything they ever imagined. I think this is bigger than they'd ever imagined they'd ever deal with in their lives. And they have no idea how to deal with it. So, guys, I want to thank you both, Chris Miller, Genuine Draft, and Andrew Karasik.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Keep up the fight, guys. I always enjoy it.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, we're going to open up the phone lines here. Anybody else? 865-957-7865-WKPS. If anybody else would like to weigh in on any of this stuff.
Yeah, I just want to do. We were talking a little bit on before we got on the air about a couple things that I have dealt with personally, just going on Facebook and those types of things. You had mentioned before that there's now like a Joe Pa support group essentially, and look, I don't want the worst thing that could happen is that Joe Pa gets fired and nothing happens to Spanier because right. by any objective
yeah,
measure
how's that fair?
By any objective measure, Spanier is the top dog, the buck stops there, and he acted worse than Joe Pa did. In terms of legal action, Joe Pa actually did what he was legally required to do. But my statement is essentially this when it comes down to Joe Pa, is to say, look, if that was your kid, would you have been happy with how Joe Pa acted? And I said, if you would have been, may God have mercy on your soul.
Right. In other words, if that was your kid, would you be satisfied with the extent to which Mr. Paterno went?
Yep.
In reporting it. In other words, would you be satisfied with him not going to the police and only going to the athletic director, who ended up putzing around and doing essentially nothing with the information?
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you can't blame Joe for what Curley didn't do, but you can say to Ms. Paterno, hey, wait a second, why did you only go to that? And when nothing happened after weeks, months, or whatever, what did you do? Put your hands up on your head and go la 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 la? I mean, seriously? I mean, did you not remember or what?
And in the same vein, what's McQueary doing going to JOPA?
Well,
911, buddy. 911.
Right. Well,
9-1 freaking one.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you caught the guy in the shower,
911.
Not even that. Wait, if you catch somebody
punch him in
performing
the face.
Performing an act,
yeah,
you catch him in the act.
Yeah.
If you're 6'4",
mm-hmm.
NCAA athlete,
yeah,
how do you not go and push the guy off the kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
How do you not do that?
Yeah, I mean that's another great point. I mean, it's inhuman.
I mean, all right,
it's inhuman.
Granted, we weren't there. We don't know the circumstances. We, hindsight and all that. But I'll tell you, if look, if we're sitting there, if you see something like that, if I see something, if Frank would have seen something like that, I mean, any common Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
What the? Yo, man, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. It just shows.
Even if it's a guy you know.
It shows such
especially.
It shows such a fundamental lack of character. I mean, not even a lack of character. It shows a lack of humanity. I don't even know, you know, where to start with it.
Or a lack of presence of mind or something.
And I'm kind of interested to hear what, you know, because basically by the time it got to Spanier, supposedly, Spanier said that he had just heard Curley and, what's the other guy, Schultz, had told him apparently.
Yeah, Schultz.
Yeah, according to Spanier, he had heard that they were just horsing around in the shower.
Oh, right.
So how did where and when?
A 60-some-year-old man, yeah. And you know, 7-year-old boy just horsing around.
But there is a huge difference between messing, you know, horsing around in the shower and getting raped in the shower. So I want to know who and when the story got changed. Was the story changed from
like what were they trying to tackle each other for the soap? Or,
yeah.
Or what?
Well, apparently McQueary to Jopa was the rape in the shower story. Did it change from Jopa to Curley and Schultz? To horsing around the shower, or did Curley and Schultz turn it into horsing around in the showers? At some point, this got flipped from being rape in the shower to horsing around in the shower. Was it Graham Spanier who changed the way he told the story?
But let's assume for a moment you're Spanier, you're whoever the person's in charge of mm-hmm. everything. The buck stops at your desk,
yeah.
And the news comes across your desk that there was this incident and somebody was quote unquote horsing around in the shower.
Yeah,
what's your initial reaction to that?
I'd call the police
because my initial reaction is to say to the person telling me that, well, stop. What do you mean, quote unquote, horsing around in the shower?
Point.
What does that mean? What are you telling me?
The fact that they went to him even to begin with, just to say that, you know, that would make me question. Okay, this just isn't just horsing around. It's got to be something.
Well,
more.
Horsing around the shower implies like they were like, you know, doing the towel whip thing. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe if you're both 21 and you're in the football team.
Yeah.
But this is a 67-year-old man and a 7-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else can that imply?
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. Let me run back to the phones. 865-WKPS. Calling in second day in a row all the way from American Samoa. We have Lion 90.7 FM alumnus Mr. John Rayner calling back. John, can
hey,
you hear us?
Again, I've got to be real quick, but I just wanted to tell you guys that the two Radio Free shows I've listened to are bar none the best coverage of all of this compared to anything the ESPN's put on. Or I mean, you guys are just asking all the right questions. And having said that, I really haven't checked out any of the other local media. I've just been following it on a national level. But I was curious, like the other radio stations in the market that have Penn State as such a huge sponsor, are they as aggressive as you guys are in your covering of it? I don't mean aggressive like in a bad way, but as proactive, I should say.
There isn't very much local media coverage as far as news in general, as far as the local radio stations. I'm not really aware of any other public affairs shows.
Well, I mean, you do have on the local AM, there's, you know, there's Lion Country Comments and there's some others. But I mean, look, to be honest with you, John, I haven't actually caught it myself, so I can't say how aggressive they are or they aren't. You know, all I know is I'm following a lot of the national news as well as the local print media coverage and everything I can get my hands on. And all I'm thinking about is how I'm going to tackle it and approach it when I get on at 5 o'clock. And, you know, and the callers like you guys are just as much a part of it making it happen. So I want to thank you for calling, man. But I mean, John, I have no idea what the other boys are doing. And I really honestly, you know, other than gathering facts, I don't care.
Okay, fair enough. But I had one other question too. I just wanted to get your guys' take on this. But Twitter has been just the most awesome thing in the world for following this. I mean, the updates and the lists and Facebook and all that. And I found yesterday that PSU alums, which is the official Twitter account of the Penn State Alumni Association, yesterday released a statement where they completely stand by the Board of Trustees and have received hundreds and thousands of emails and calls and whatnot about this scandal. And I'll hang up and I'll let you guys respond. But why they would stand by the Board of Trustees when you know the majority of those emails and just messages have been, you know, pretty much damning the administration.
You said,
and with that, I'll go ahead and let you respond.
Wait, John, you said the Alumni Association?
Yes, the Penn State Alumni Association. Roger Williams released a statement yesterday.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Got it. All right, John. Hey, thanks. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah. Alumni Association. Look, at this point, I mean, again, just my, I don't know what political connections individuals may have necessarily, and that's part of the equation too. But I would say just looking at it from the surface, my instinct would tell me that the Alumni Association is going to sit here and realize that the ultimate governing body of the university is the Board of Trustees. And ultimately, it's going to be the Board of Trustees that everyone is going to defer to, not this back and forth tussle with Graham and Joe Pa. Okay. Ultimately, the buck ultimately stops with the trustees and what they decide on as a collective body. Okay. They are the ones who are legally responsible for this institution.
Yeah.
So if you're the Alumni Association and you have an affiliation, an association established with the university, and you're in this state of flux and we don't know what's going on, you expect the Bastille to be toppled any day now, then you don't know what to do, so you're deferring to the trustees.
Yeah, and kind of tying into something regular caller Keith talked about yesterday as far as sending an email. One of the biggest things you can do is call or email the Board of Trustees. Just Google it real quick. Just send them an email, give them a phone call, because there's other people doing it, and call for Spanier's head on this. Say he needs to be fired. He needs to be let go. He needs to be gone. We need to clean house. If we could, I'd be happy with cleaning house of the Board of Trustees, but we can't really, there's really no higher level than the Board of Trustees. But at the very least, we need to clean house in this administration because it's out of control.
A friend of mine wrote me an email saying, regarding this stuff about Joe Pa possibly being canned, he says, that's like a prime minister getting in trouble on a cover up and then demanding the king resign for it. Frank.
I was just going to say, it's unfortunate that we do have to rely on the Board of Trustees because they're in the same country club. They're no different. So the outcome of this, this is why I'm not surprised that Joe Pa is in the spotlight. You keep seeing all these news reports that, the board, their support of Joe Pa has gone down, yada, yada, yada. It's sad to see that this is how it's going to end. And, I won't be surprised, unlike Andrew, I believe, who said, he thinks that Spanier's going to go. I don't think Spanier's going to go at all.
You say no.
I think he's going to save his skin, and he's going to make sure that every other domino topples before it gets to him.
My best guess is what they're going to try to do is fire Joe Pa, and then, like I said earlier, and try to push everything on him and say, like, look, we got rid of the bad apple, when it was really Spanier.
And here again, it comes back to what, the gravitas in the media is kind of what they're reacting to.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of worrying about image and PR based on how things are playing out in the media. And of course, what things are being put out in the media then in turn further shape public opinion and sentiment. So it feeds off of each other. It gets back and forth. And then, based on where the ire of the collective consciousness of the public is going and what direction that cloud is hovering around in is how the either the trustees or Old Main is going to end up reacting.
Mm-hmm.
And so as of today's news, then because of that New York Times piece that I brought up in the beginning, essentially everyone, it's like all eyes are on Joe today.
Yeah.
And then they cancel the press conference. And again, it comes back. I'm like, well, wait a second. I'm like, who are these two people, these unnamed people
mm-hmm.
that Peter Thamel's writing about in the New York Times, who in conversation with administrators of Penn State were possibly looking at, Joe Paterno not lasting the week? Like, who's talking to who?
Yeah, and so why much write for a public university.
And here again, why even bother, first of all, writing an article in this context, at least with this sort of thing, in this magnitude, if you can't disclose the source?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great point. And like I said, all of a sudden this has all been turned on Joe Pa. And look, I the last thing I want to see, and this is, I've seen this a lot in on Facebook and stuff, is with this I Support Joe Pa page and stuff. Look, this isn't the time to circle the wagons and talk about how we're Penn State proud and this and that. We can be Penn State proud, but we need to act with like we deserve that kind of pride.
Yeah.
You know, like just automatically, we don't get the pride because we say we have the pride. You know, we are Penn State students and we're proud to be Penn State students if we act with honor. May no act of ours bring shame. You know, we don't just automatically get that.
Yeah, and I think the unfortunate part is just like with everything else on campus, the majority of students are going to read the Twitter feeds, they're going to read the Facebook, they're going to watch the 5-minute clip of the news story, and that's what they're going to take away from it.
Well,
you got these
stupid drone students. I saw this video today where Joe Pa was coming out of his house and they were chanting like, "Oh, Joe Paterno, blah blah blah," and it's like all they care about is the football game. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? You know, this is what's important in your life is the football game.
It's one thing I've talked about before on the show is that there's Joe Paterno, the football star, and then there's Joe Paterno, the academic, the honorable man who served the school in pouring in money and doing things for academics.
Yeah,
and you know, there's two sides to this man.
Yeah,
and as much as you know, we love Joe Pa for all he's done for our football team, I think there's more to be said about the man. You know, the academic.
Yeah, and like I keep saying, I don't want this to turn into like a Joe Pa witch hunt, because this is something that should the buck stops at Spanier's desk, and this is something Spanier should be fired for.
I must say, you know,
but
Spaniard is one,
yeah.
But he's one of many among the Board of Trustees that all have to be looked at.
Yeah.
Because who knows who all knew about
and,
this.
But in the same vein, the last thing I keep seeing on Facebook, like, oh, we need to go support the football team and, you know, make sure you support the football team this weekend and blah, 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 the football. Who cares about the freaking football team? That's my point. Like,
at
look,
this, point,
this is so much bigger than the football team. I love football. It's a great sport. You're making me hate it by essentially putting football above such a serious issue.
Yeah, and one thing Joe did mention before the show, you know, where's the support from the students for the kids who are involved? You know, as much as they may not be seen or mentioned,
right?
You know, we should be supporting that, especially THON being our biggest organization here on campus who supports. For the kids,
there's a bright light in that in the vein. Someone started a Facebook event page where they're gonna do a blue out for the football game.
I heard about
that. Yeah, so they're gonna in support of the issue.
And on that note, and on the note of looking for pride, we have the organizers of the blue out on the phone right now. We have with us on the line Stuart Shapiro and Laurie March, both of the blue out movement that's taking place. Hello, Stuart and Laurie, can you hear us?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. You're live on Radio Free Penn State. Thanks for calling. Tell us about what is blue out?
Yeah, basically, blue is the ribbon color for child abuse prevention.
Okay.
And we were sitting at home and we were realizing that everyone is focused on the scandal. And I know you were just talking about how everyone's talking about football, but as students at Penn State, it's such a huge point of disgust for students that we needed to find a way to make ourselves, I guess, get our solidarity back and get our unity back.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to create some sort of silver lining or some sort of goodness that could come out of that, and that's raising awareness for child abuse prevention. So,
Are both of you local in State College?
We're both students here.
Excellent. And so what exactly are you guys looking to do? Are you guys looking to put an event on during the game this weekend, or what's going on?
So actually, it was supposed to be a scheduled whiteout this weekend, and we felt that was a little not great. It's part of the status quo, which we know is obviously not the way to go. It has weird connotations of innocence and purity. And so what we want to do is, instead of the whiteout, why don't all the students dress in blue? And this way, we're in the colors of our home football teams, of our fellow classmates, who is really who we should be supporting this weekend rather than an athletic department administration. And actually, we just got out of with the football athletic department, who is going to stop publicizing the whiteout and instead start pushing a blue out. For a school that's so interested in children's issues, it makes sense to us.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to support this. And I know we're going to be also collecting donations for child abuse charities at the student entrances, and we think it'll be a great way to show the national media that we are not what they are portraying, that we are these same students who are here as part of this wonderful, honorable thing.
Now, you said you're both students, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
was this your brainchild, or was this the brainchild of other students, or who came up with this?
We actually came up with this idea at the same time as another alumni friend, mm-hmm. Who graduated 2 years ago, I believe.
Yes.
So we're both working on this from our angle and also from the alumni angle as well.
So this is wonderful. Let me just say, I think this is the most refreshing news I've heard in the last 72 hours amidst all of this stuff, that students have taken the initiative amidst all of this, a lack of moral fiber and scandal and corruption that's been going on here, and allegations of criminality, that students have taken the initiative to you know, salvage something worthwhile and virtuous in all this, and to try to turn it around and to put the pride back in Penn State proud. This is amazing, and I think the sky's the limit with that. I mean, so tell me a little bit more about what you guys are going to do, and how people can make donations, and what do you foresee coming out of this? How's this going to work?
Well, we actually just came from Paternoville and got their full support about wearing blue ribbons. So hopefully we're going to be passing out a lot of blue ribbons if anybody's interested on creating that themselves. And we're also going to send out some flyers with information about what signs you can look for when, if somebody could possibly be having some child abusive moments, who to contact if you suspect anything, and places to get more information about the subject, along with the actual visible solidarity of wearing blue.
Mm-hmm. And I know we also have a Facebook group. If anyone is interested, they can search Blue Out, and I'm sure they will get it at Penn State.
Okay, so you have a Facebook group called Blue Out. Do you have a website in addition to that, or is it just on Facebook so far?
We do not. Basically, it was just us and some friends, and then it just took on a mind of its own. So basically, it's an event on Facebook that everyone can check out. Hopefully, we'll all wear blue in support of child abuse prevention, and then at the student entrance in one of the student areas, there will be a table where we will be accepting donations for Pennsylvania child abuse charities and information on what you can do so that we don't, I guess, have any of these.
Is there a specific organization you're working with respect to the child abuse philanthropy?
Yes, it's Prevent Child Abuse in their Pennsylvania branch, and you can go to preventchildabusepa.org.
Okay. Okay. Now, how much of this is, now you said you guys came up with this all on your own, right? And you said you're trying to, you've convinced the athletic department, if I heard you correctly, to stop promoting the whiteout so that you guys can go do a blueout. How much support or cooperation, I should say, are you getting thus far from the athletic department or Penn State in any of this?
Well, we want to make sure that it's still a student based thing, so it's not coming. None of our decisions are being influenced or coming from any other kind of administration side, but mm-hmm. they said that if we needed any help getting the word out, and they actually changed their website page to say blue out instead of white out.
Yes.
Okay.
But as much as that happens, it's our event, and we hope to keep it student. And in going along with that, if students would like to contact us for any difference, any other outpouring or creative or constructive activities we could do, mm-hmm. we'd love to hear from some other students.
As of how long ago did you guys come up with this idea, and when precisely did you guys approach the athletic department to get him on board with the blue out?
Well, we started pushing it on Sunday, and then a Facebook event was created Monday morning, and it's been just a whirlwind day and a half, and both of us started pushing into random connections that we both made while here to try to find people within that organization that we can talk to. And there's been a great support of it. There's already 3,700 people on the Facebook group who have responded that, yes, they are going to join in, another 10,000 who do know about it and who have been invited to it. And
so you think you're going to, by Saturday, you're going to convince the several tens of thousands of people to be in blue instead of white?
That's our goal.
Wow.
Every second, two more people are responding yes to the blue out.
Yeah, you're now up to 4,206 that are attending.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful.
Yep, yep. It's climbing real fast. I honestly, sometimes on this show it gets dark when we start talking about students, but I am so proud of you guys for doing this. I mean, it's
absolutely proud. This is Penn State proud.
Yeah, this is outstanding.
This is just further proof that the students of Penn State are the real university,
yep.
Not the administration. Yeah. The students of Penn State are the people that give the school its soul, its character, its spirit, and they've always done so traditionally going back as far as the 19th century and throughout. It is the students and the student body who have always given the identity to what the school is, not the administration, not what they say was the official word of whatever press release or whatnot. So kudos to you guys for doing this, and I hope that, you know, things like this are going to put the pride back into Penn State.
Because
only you guys
so
can
much.
Do that. All right. Well, God bless both of you, and good luck to you guys. And, you know, feel free to call us back here by the end of the week in anticipation of Saturday's game and let us know how things are going. We'll plug it again. We'll plug it every day here.
Yeah, we're definitely going to plug this.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Stuart Shapiro and Laurie March. Blew out.
Yeah, what an incredible idea. Talk about, you know, this is what we've been talking about. How long have we been talking about doing stuff like this?
It's been a while, Paul.
Yes.
Joe.
It's all right. Real students getting together and without any, you know, encouragement by administration or coercing by administration, getting together and doing something that they can be proud of. And something that will this will show Penn State pride. This is us taking a stand and doing the right thing. And I'm really proud right now that we have students like that who are creative enough to come up with something like this.
Is Penn State a real university, Joe?
The one thing I wanted to say in regards to that, all the media and all the things I keep hearing is that everyone keeps bad mouthing Penn State as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a friendly reminder, a few bad eggs, okay, is what made this whole thing stink, okay? And I want to remind those out there listening that, you know, Penn State is more than, again, more than just administrators or football coaches or football players. It's a university filled with students, and what we do here is what's most important. And none of us students had any connection, you know, to this incident.
Yep.
Right.
You know, so on looking back on it, I don't think anyone should be bad mouthing any of the students or, you know, any of the people, you know, outside who are alums or affiliated. I think, you know, there are a few key people that, you know, are under investigation, and that's how it needs to play out from here on. And if anything, we need more support than anything in, you know, the days ahead. You know, supporting not only you know, the students, but also, you know, the kids that were involved and their families. I think that's most important.
Definitely. It's a bright spot, definitely, in this story, in this whole this whole scandal that we have, that we have students like this willing to stand up and you're right, and it really shows that we can, you know, in a way, take this university back, and this may be the opening shot in what we see as the students becoming the university again, us becoming Penn State, no longer the administration, no longer just the football program. You know, maybe this is the moment when we start to turn around and we start to make Penn State a real university again.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We need pride, in spirit, in morals and ethics, in every way, shape, and form. You know, wake up, be the right person, do the right thing. That's what it's supposed to be about. And how can you let things fester and cover things up? And I guess we're all human and we make mistakes, and sometimes we make moral lapses in judgment. But every now and again, it takes if the younger generation is who reminds the older generation of what the correct judgment is, then I think that's a credit to that generation. And that means there's hope for the future for this university and its legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where the connection between both generations needs to be made, you know?
Yeah. And it's something I didn't even know Penn State had it in us anymore, you know? It's nice to see it emerge again. And,
We're climbing the mountain.
Yeah. We're definitely climbing the mountain. And I just, you know, and kind of to bring back points from before, you know, it's not about football, you know, this weekend, hopefully. You know, hopefully the students make it
as
about
the sports guys come in.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not about just football this weekend. Hopefully, you know, we show up and it's a nice big blue out and you know, you'll have the sportscasters who are covering the game talk about it, and hopefully they'll know why it's a blue out and we can start to rebuild that Penn State reputation again.
Well said, right. Paul. Or joke. Ah, that's the second time
I
did it.
Yeah, I'm not Paul.
Wow, I'm sorry.
last note. Normally, under any other circumstances, we'd be talking about this, but we don't have time. I do want to remind people, yes, it is election day. Do your civic duty. Vote. Vote your conscience. Vote who you think are honest people with character.
Those vote are the kinds for freedom.
Of people, those are the kinds of people we need in as public servants. Yep. At any level, in any position. You have up until 8 p.m., of course. That's when the polls close.
Yep.
To go.
And remember to write in regular Radio Free panelist John Dandrea, JONDANDREA, for constable at State College. So if you're voting in the area, not absentee, obviously, but if you are in the area, make sure you vote for John Dandrea for constable in State College.
Constable.
If we get somewhere north of 5 votes, I'm pretty sure he's going to win it because nobody's running. Mm. So we developed this this idea to get John Dandrea constable, which he'll basically do about nothing. He'll have a voice on the borough in the borough council
Don't
meetings.
Say that. Make him feel good.
No, he'll have a voice in the borough council meetings, and he'll be able to serve warrants. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work, considering he's not a police officer. But anyway, but definitely vote John Dandrea as a borough council constable.
I just want to say you can write him in. That's what we're not instructing listeners to write in anybody. I just want to make that clear.
Okay, not an instruction.
We're not instructing anybody to write anybody in.
Okay.
We're saying John is trying to run, and
yep.
You can write him in for that position
yes.
if you want to do that. Just
yeah.
FYI. Good luck to John. All right, that's going to do us. That's going to do it for us here on Radio Free Penn State. For Joe Paul and for Frank Canella, I'm your friendly neighborhood annihilator. Thanks, everybody, for listening and for calling. We're going to be back tomorrow, 5 o'clock, same beer time, same beer channel, right here on The Line 90.7 FM. Continuing coverage of all this nonsense on The Line 90.7. The Sports Blitz is coming up next. Justice and liberty, you can buy, but you don't get free. In a world of steel and glass, we bury our pain. Justice and liberty, you can buy, but you don't get free. In a world of steel and glass, we bury our pain.
WKPS State College.
It sounded good.
It builds confidence.
It does the job.
It may shock.
It can happen here.
The Lion, 90.7 FM.
I have to keep it secret.
Children are told by their abusers not to tell.
Always tell if someone tries to touch you.
If you can't tell your parents, tell someone else.
And keep telling and telling and telling until someone listens.
I have the right to be protected.
I have the right to be free.
To be free.
I have the right to be free.
Are you keeping a secret?
If you're being sexually abused, you're not alone.
It's not your fault.
There is someone who can help.
Go to d2l.org. That's darkness to light.